Today's daf is Yuma Daf Ayin Ches, and we have four lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Beis, Omar Rav Pinchas, Mishum Rav Huna Tzipayra. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufu HaShalem of Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, of Vadi Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Dvorah, Dvorah Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Eliyoze Ben Brindle, Mordechai Tzvi Ben Fradel, Sarah Bas Batya, Rafal Yaakov Ben Rachel Chava, Ari Eliezer Ben Malka, and Baruch Bendit Ben Dvorah Hinda. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus via Cheskel Shragim and Miral, and today's daf being learned to Ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadu L'Chaim Toivim Ramoshe Chaim. So we're in the middle of a Gemara that's discussing one of the five Inuyim that a person is obligated to observe on Yom Kippur, specifically Rechitza. So the last parak of Masechtas Yuma began with what's known as the Chamisha Inuyim. Yom HaKippurim Aser ba'achila, u'beshtia, u'berechitza, u'vesicha, u'beneilas ha'sandal, u'betashmesh ha'mita. And the truth is, if you count the inuyim, they're not five, they're six. The Gemara asked the Kasha, and the Gemara said, shtia b'chlal achila. Achila and shtia are really one. So it's achila v'shtia, one, rechitza, sicha, nilas ha'sandal, and tashmesh ha'mita. And the Gemara, on Dafayin Zayin Amabez, brought several braises that discuss the halacha that one is not allowed to bathe on Yom Kippur. Number one, a chumrah. Not only is a person not allowed to bathe his entire body, but asur lirchot miktas gufay kechal gufay. A person's also not allowed to bathe even part of his body. But then the Gemara brought several kulas. Number one, if a person is meluchlach betitu betzaya, if somebody's dirty, the halacha is he's allowed to bathe. If someone's on his way to be mekabel his father, to be mekabel his rebbe, even a Rebbe that's going to be Mekabalist Talmud, the halacha is he's allowed to bathe. If somebody needs to watch his peiros, and in order for him to get to his peiros, he would have to cross through water, the halacha is he's allowed to go in water, even though it's going to violate the Isser Rechitza. And Pashup Shat, as we explained, is because even though Rechitza is also on Yom Kippur, but it's only Rechitza L'Shum Tainig. But if the person is bathing, not L'Shum Tainig, so in that instance, it's going to be okay. The truth is, there's a discussion in the Rishonim at the very beginning of the Perek, whether the Chamisha Inuyim are Isurim Deiraisa, or they're only Isurim Derabbanan. Now, Achila V'Shtiyah is for sure Asim Deiraisa. There's a Chi of Karas, which means it's an Issa Deiraisa. The question is the other four Inuyim. And the Rishonim say that on the one hand, the Gemara brought a Makar in the Torah for the Inuyim. It says five times the Inisim es Nafshei Sechem, or a synonym of Inisim es Nafshei Sechem in all the parashiyos of Yom Kippur. So based on that, it would seem that all the Inuyim are Isurim Deiraisa. Besides Sheni, the Rishonim say, there are so many kulas that you find in the sugyas as it relates to the other Inuyim. Not so much regarding Achila V'Shtiyah, but as it relates to the other Inuyim, yeah. For example, Dafayin Zayin Amadez, Masechtas Yuma, all these different kulas you find regarding the Issur Rechitza. So the Tosfos Yishanim right in the beginning of the Perek, and other Rishonim say that from these Gemaras, it would seem that it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. I, the Gemara, brought Psukim. Asmach the Baal, you'll have to say the Psukim are not real drushes. Really, they were D'Rabbanans, but like D'Rabbanans sometimes tried finding a remez even for one of their rabbinical decrees in the Torah. That's all the Gemara meant when it found a source for the Chamisha Inuyim. But Midday Raisa, it's not Chamisha Inuyim, it's only one of the Inuyim. Regardless, we're in the context of discussing the Issa Rechitza, and the Gemara is in the midst of a very slight digression, because the Gemara had mentioned the Nachal, the stream that's going to emerge from the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the end of days. And this is something that the Navi Yecheskel talked about at length. It's something that the Gemara discusses in Masechta Shkalim and in other places. So in the middle of the Gemara's discussion of the Nachal, the stream of water that's going to emerge, La'asad Lover from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which somehow came about through the Gemara's discussion of walking through water on Yom Kippur, we pick up four lines from the bottom. So, Amar Rav Pinchas, Mishum Rav Huna Tzipayra. Rav Pinchas said in the name of Rav Huna, who came from Tzipayra, Mayin Hayoitze Mi Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, the water that's going to emerge from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, L'asad Lava. So this is some magical stream of water that's going to play out in the end of days. So said Rav Huna Tzipayra, B'tchila Doim L'Karni Chagavim, when the water is going to emerge from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's going to be so narrow as the antennas on the top of a grasshopper. That's very narrow. Keep it Shagila Pasach Echol. as it's going to go from the Kodesh HaKadoshim to the entranceway into the Heichal, Nasa Kechut Shel Shasi, it's going to be a little bit thicker. It's going to be as thick as the Shasi thread. Kimin Shagei LeUlam, when it's going to get to the entranceway of the Ulam, meaning as it travels from the entranceway to Heichal through the Ulam, it's not a long trip, Nasa Kechut Shel Erev, it's going to get a little bit thicker. It's going to be as thick as the Erev thread, meaning the Erev is thicker than the Shasi, so it's going to go from being from the Shasi to the Erev. Kimin Shagei Pesach Azor, when it's going to get to the entranceway of the Azor, Nasa Kefi Pach Katan, it's going to be as thick as the opening of a pach, as of a little jug. I knew the Tanan. That's Pshan in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said, Mayim mefachim asidam liyas yoytzim mitachas miftan abayis. That la'asad lovoid is going to be mayim mefachim, quote unquote, that's going to emerge from underneath the azara. So it's an interesting lashon, mayim mefachim. What does that even mean? Says the Gemara. Now you know the rest of the story. Mayim mefachim is water that's going to be as thick, meaning the stream is going to be so narrow, it's going to be like the entrance, or as the opening of a pach katan. That's why it's called mayim mefachin miloshin pach. So the net water is going to be very, very narrow. However, once it leaves the azara, mizgaber va'oilo, it's going to start intensifying. Actually, Megillah Pesach is David until it gets to the Pesach of David HaMelech's house. Rashi says that's outside of Yerushalayim. So when it leaves Yerushalayim, David HaMelech did not live in Yerushalayim. So it's going to come to the Pesach of Beis David. It's going to be thicker. How thick? Nasa kenachal shoytiv. It's going to be a regular nachal, a regular stream. Shabbai roichzim zavim v'zavis nidas v'yaldis. And people that are tamei, zavim, zavis, nidas v'yaldis, they'll be able to bathe there. Shenemar, and the makar to this is a pasuk. It says in Zechariah, Bayoimahu yiyah makar niftach lebeis David, uliyoishve Yerushalayim, lechatas ulenida. So there's going to be a makar, there's going to be a stream that's going to be lebeis David, suggesting it's going to be near the house of David, and it's going to be so big that lechatas ulenida, if someone needs to bathe, they'll be able to bathe. Amar Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef heard this pasuk, and he said, Derech Agav, you can learn out a halacha from here. Meaning, we're not really discussing halachas now, we're just talking about nevuahs that Yecheskel and Zechariah said are going to happen, lasalavoy. But Rabbi Yosef said from this pasuk, Agav, you can learn a halacha. Mikan remes lenida shetzricha leishev atzavara b'mayim. That a nida that goes to the mikvah, so she has to, the water has to be so deep that when she's in the water, it at least goes up until her neck. But if the water is shallower than that, she can't toivel in such a mikvah. Why? Where do you see that? Because Bayoy Mahu, when the water is going to intensify, says the pasuk, then it's going to be lebeis David uliyoshve Yerushalayim lechatas ulenida. But it sounds like when the water is shallower than that, it's not going to be able to be used lechatas ulenida. So you see, there's a halacha that a nida, someone that's tall, can't just be toivel in any mikvah. It has to be a deep mikvah. How deep? Deep enough that the person can go ad savara. Now the truth is, you don't find anywhere in this pasuk, ad savara. All you see is that the water has to be deep. Where do you see ad savara? So the Rishonim speak out that you have to say that Rabbi Yosef knew ad savara in Svara. Rashi, afal gavtaloi romis kra ad savara, even though it doesn't say anywhere in the pasuk ad savara, but romus mia den havi amukim, I'm a karai. You do see it has to be deep water. Vizek karai, that's already Rabbi Yosef held in Svara, ad savara is deep water. I mean, how do you define the deep water? If it goes up until Tzavara, now you're already in deep water. A nida, it's not enough for it to be able to be toivel and mikvah. I mean, even though she can put her whole guf in shallow water, it doesn't matter. The water has to be deeper. How deep? Ad Tzavara. And this is something Rabbi Yosef said, you can learn out Derech Aga, because it's only when the water is going to be deeper that the pasuk says it's going to be lebeis David uliyoshvi Yerushalayim lechatas ulenida. But Zakti Gemara, after all this, even though Rabbi Yosef was Mechiach, what he was Mechiach. However, v'les hilchos akavasa. We don't pasken like Rabbi Yosef, meaning there's no such halacha, and as long as someone that's tummy, even a nida, can put her or his entire body inside the water, even if the water is very shallow, it's still going to be kosher. So returning back to one of the braises on Daf Ayin Zayin Amadeus, where the Gemara said there are instances where a person on Yom Kippur is allowed to walk through water. The Chiddush was on Yom Kippur, there's Chamisha Inuyim. One of the Inuyim is Rechitza. So when you walk through water, you're inevitably bathing. Stating that, the halach is, under certain circumstances, it's going to be Mutter. Says the Gemara. Teinach Yemek Yipurim Deleke Minol. Shabbos Deke Minol Mai. What would be if a person on Shabbos wants to visit his Rebbe? He wants to go see his father. He's going to be Shomer his Peiros. He is Meluchlech Betitu Betzaya. would you have the same halacha that he's allowed to walk through the water or not? So at first glance, you would say, what could possibly be the difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur? Any issue you would have on Shabbos, you have on Yom Kippur anyways. In Yom Kippur, all the malachas that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do. Noisif lezeh, there's also a halacha of an Isser Rechitza because of one of the Chamisha Inuyim. But what's the tzad that it would be mutter on Yom Kippur and Asr on Shabbos? Any Shabbos thing a problem you would have on Yom Kippur. The teretz is, on Shabbos you wear shoes. On Yom Kippur you don't wear shoes. On Shabbos he wears shoes. And there's a svara to say that maybe the person, as he's going through the water, he's going to lose his shoes. They're going to slip off and he's going to pick it up. He may end up carrying it dalad amas b'shus harabim, which, by the way, from all the gzeiros that you find in Hilcha Shabbos, maybe even from all the gzeiros that you find the Chazal wherever geyser, this is in the conversation of maybe being the most prominent. We don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos because of Shem Yavirenu dalad amas b'shus harabim. We don't take dalad minin. We don't lay in the Megillah. So we will mevatel mitzvahs esid the raises the rabbanon. This is something that comes up throughout Masechet Shabbos. So maybe on Yom Kippur where you're not wearing shoes, all you're worried about is the Rechitza, okay, it's okay. It's not Derech Tainik. But Shabbos, says the Gemara, the Ikamino, what? What's the Allah? I'm Nechemya. So Nechemya said. So who was Nechemya? Not even Reb Nechemya. Who was Nechemya? Chasni de Beinasiya. He was an Edim by the Nasi. So he said as follows. Ani chazisi le Rabami v'Ravasi. He says, I don't know the halacha, but I'll tell you a meiser rav. I'll tell you what I saw. I saw the great Rabami and Ravasi. Tumato or Kuma de Maya, they once walked through water, va'avru aderech malbush. And they were wearing shoes, and they had no problem with it. And this was on Shabbos. So you see, it's okay. So what about a sandal? So let's say between a shoe and a sandal. Shoe stays on your foot, usually. Sandals can easily slip off. So what's the halacha with a sandal? Says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Chumi. So Rabbi Chumi said, I also have a ma'aser rav. Anocha zisa l'ravino. I saw Ravino d'ava derech malbush. He walked through water, derech malbush, wearing sandals, and it's okay. Rav Ashi, Amr Rav Ashi said, sandal l'katchila loy. Shoes, you could even do the katchila. But a sandal, you can't do the katchila. On that note, the Gemara tells another story. Reish Kalusa ikla la grunyo. The Reish Kalusa once came to the grunyo. So the Reish Kalusa was to Bava what the Nasi was to Eretz Yisrael. He was the leader. And the Reish Kalusa, they used to rule sometimes with an iron fist. And this Gemara's with Amiram were afraid of the Reish Kalusa. And sometimes they paskin in the presence of the Reish Kalusa. And there were repercussions because the Reish Kalusa could sometimes be tough. Regardless, with that background, the Reish Kalusa once came to the city of Grunya, the Bay Rav Nosson, and he was being hosted by Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson had the schus to host the Reish Kalusa. So it was a big deal, and they put up Hashkevillin, and he invited everyone he knew. And the Gemara says, Rafram v'kulu rabbanon also l'perko. Rafram and all the rabbis, they all came to hear shir, to hear a shmuz, a vad, a sicha, a tish from the Reish Kalusa. But the Gemara says, Ravina lo yasa. Ravina was the only one that didn't come. Now, the Gemara says Rafram was a little afraid because he knew that the Reish Kalusa maybe didn't appreciate so much the fact that Ravina wasn't there, and he was worried for Ravina. So the next day, Boyu Rafram lafuki the Ravina midai to the Reish Kalusa. Rafram wanted to cover up for Ravina. So Amaleh, he goes over to Ravina in the presence of the Reish Kalusa, again preempting that the Reish Kalusa is probably not so happy with Ravina right now. How come he didn't come to hear my share? So in the presence of the Reish Kalusa, Rafram asked Ravina, "My time leyasa ma'ala perka. Tell me, why didn't you come yesterday?" Amalei, he told him, have a kavli karai. My knees were hurting. And because my knees were hurting, I didn't come. So he told him, he says, why didn't you wear shoes? We take for granted today people wear shoes. But once upon a time, not everyone had shoes. So he told him, no, gaba de kara havam. It was the bottom of my foot. And wearing shoes wouldn't have helped. Might have even made it worse. He should have worn a sandal. Apparently, a sandal would have been more comfortable. And it wouldn't have affected the bottom. Amalei, he told him, rukuma de maya havam. Ba'urcha. Says, I couldn't. I would have had to walk through an Arkuma de Maya. So Ravina had a whole bunch of excuses. He says, I would have had to walk through water. I can't walk through water wearing a sandal. So he told me, he says, why? You don't carry it. You should have been wearing it. Don't you know Ravashi said that l'katchila you're not supposed to wear a sandal? So this is a story where Ravashi's halacha played out. And this is the way Rafram was able to cover up for Ravina the fact that he didn't show up to hear the shir from the Reish Kalusa. So bottom line is, what's coming out is that on Yom Kippur, a person's allowed to walk through water, there's no problem with Rechitza. What about Shabbos, where there's another dimension of maybe a shoe is going to fall? Yom Kippur, you're not wearing shoes. And Shemi Yavirenu Dalaram is Peshat Sarabim. So Yomar says, even with a shoe, it's okay. A sandal, Rav Ashi said, Lekatchila na, Toni Yehuda Bar Groigris. So Yehuda Bar Groigris said the following. Also, a person is not allowed to sit on mud
on Yom Kippur. Amar Rabbi Shulman Levi. Rabbi Shulman Levi said you have to read the fine print. Number one, ubetina mat pachas. It's only if it's wet mud. Wet mud is like sitting in water. Sitting in water is rechitza, that you're not allowed to do. Wet mud is similar. Amar Abaya said ubetayfeach al menas lahatfiach. The only time it's a problem if you sit on wet mud is if the wet mud is going to make you wet, so wet that you can make something else wet. That's what it means to be toifeach al menas latfiach. Meaning, the mud will make the person so wet al menas latfiach that he can invite to make somebody wet. So stomp to sit on mud is not a problem. But if it's wet, there's an element of rechitza, and that's where the issue is. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, "Mutar l'sana b'peiros." You're allowed to cool yourself off with peiros. I mean, you're allowed to cool yourself off. You just can't cool yourself off with cold water. Rabbi Yehuda mitzana b'kar. Rabbi Yehuda used to take a cold pumpkin, and that's how he would cool himself off on Yom Kippur. By the way, just picture a world where there's no air conditioning. You're living in the Middle East. This is in Iraq. And it's really, really hot in September, October. And they posh and needed to cool themselves off. So they were looking for etzes. Rava mitstanin biyanuka. He would use a child, like a child whose body is cold. So he would cool himself off that way. Rava mitstan bekasa de kasper. He would use a silver becher. That's the way he would cool himself off. Amar Rapapa. Rapapa said, kasa de kasper. If somebody wants to cool himself off, on Yom Kippur, using a becher, mole, if it's full aser. Chaser shari. If it's chaser, it's mutter. Meaning, if it's mole, so you're going to fill it up with water, and then you're going to use it to cool yourself off. You know what's going to happen? Wink, wink. The water's going to spill off, and you're going to end up cooling yourself. So that's a problem, because you can end up bathing. You can cool and bathe yourself with water. However, if it's chaser, then it's not a problem. The pachra, if it's an earthenware keli, idiv idi yaser. Even if it's chaser, it's a problem. Mishum de mishchol shachar, because the water can seep through the wall of the klicheres, and it can end up on your body. Rav Papa, Amar, Rav Papa said, kasa de kaspa chaser nami yaser. Even if it's a kasa de kaspa, that's chaser. If it's a silver keli, that's chaser. Even then, it's going to be an issue. Mishum de mizdariv. Because it may slip. The kois may slip out of your hand, and then you're going to spill water all over you, and that's already going to be a problem of rechitza. Ze'ira bar chamo, ushpischon de Rav Amiv, Rav Asiv, Rav Yeshua ben Levi, u de kulu rabbanon de kisri hav. So Ze'ira bar chamo, who was he? He was the host of Rav Ami and Rav Asi and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and all the rabbanon of Kisri. So they were all in the presence of Ze'ira bar chamo. Only Rav Yosef. Omalei the Rav Yosef Berei. So Ze'ira bar chamo told Rav Yosef, who was the son of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Bar Arya, son of a lion. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was one of the great Amorim. Ta'im alechem milsim al yisadav avid avuch. Meaning, Ze'ira bar chamo had the schus over the years to host Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and all these different rabbanim. See, he had seen a lot of meiser ravs with these rabbanim. One of the people he hosted was Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. He knew a lot of stories about Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So he tells Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's son, Rabbi Yosef, he goes, I want to tell you something that I witnessed with your father. He had a shmata, he had like a towel. Erev Yom Kippur, he would soak in water. And then he would do schita. He would soak out, right, squeeze out all the water so it became dry. The next day, he would use it to dry his hand and his feet and his face. Meaning, he had to make sure the water was all out because otherwise he'd be bathing. But this was his way of being able to cool himself off on Yom Kippur. Erev Tisha B'Av, Shaira Oysa B'Mayim. On Erev Tisha B'Av, he would do the same thing. He would soak it in water. And the next day, he would put it on his eyes. So notice, on Erev Tisha B'Av, it doesn't say that he would wrench it out. But it says he would repeat, and he would put it on top of his eyes. He said, Erev Tisha B'Av, Mavim Mayim Mitpachas. Erev Tisha B'Av, they would bring him this Mitpachas. V'shoyer Oysev B'Mayim, he would soak in the water. U'manicha Tachas Mirash Oysev, he would put it underneath his head. U'lamachet, the next day, Mekaneach Pon of Yad V'Ragav. He would use it to wipe himself up. Erev Yom Kippurim, Mavim Mayim Mitpachas. V'shoyer Oysev B'Mayim, they would bring the towel, he would soak in the water. V'Oysev Oysev B'Mayim Neguvim. Again, Erev Yom Kippur, he would wrench out the water. U'lamachet, the next day, Mavir Agabi Einav, he would put it on his eyes. Amalei Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yomi Yabar Tach. Meaning, originally, when you told us this halacha, so you told us that on Tisha B'Av, these Amiram would squeeze the water out, and Yom Kippur, they didn't squeeze it out. Now, we asked you, it's just the opposite. You can't squeeze it out on Yom Kippur. Because on Yom Kippur, it's schita. You can't, it's one of the lametas malachas. On Tisha B'Av, there's no malach. Meaning, either way, you would have to squeeze it out. The question is, did it have to be squeezed out on Erev Yom Kippur or an Erev Tisha B'Av or not? So originally, for whatever reason, this Amoira had said that Erev Tisha B'Av, he squeezed it out before Tisha B'Av. Erev Yom Kippur, he didn't squeeze it out before Yom Kippur. So he told him it's really just the opposite. On Yom Kippur, you have to squeeze it out before Yom Kippur because you can't do it on Yom Kippur. On Tisha B'Av, but again, why are we bringing these stories? To show that it's okay to cool yourself off. You let it be in an air conditioned room on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av. It's Rechitza, that's a problem. So the Amiram, we're improvising. They were coming up with ways to make sure to be able to make it through Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av as without violating the Isner of Rechitza. Omele Rav Yaakov, Rav Yirmiyah bar Tachlifa, Omer Rav Menashe bar Tachlifa, Omer Rav Amram, Omer Rabba bar Barchan. Shalu as Rabbi Lazar, they asked Rabbi Lazar the following question. Zokein v'yoshe b'yeshiva. Someone that's a Zokein and he's yoshe b'yeshiva, meaning he's a member of the Sanhedrin. Does he have to have reshus to be matar a bechar or not? So the background to this halacha is that if a person has a bechar, a kosher animal that gives birth to a firstborn child, you have to give it to a kohen. What did kohen do with it? He had to bring it as a carbon. Stating that if the animal had a mum, he didn't have to bring it as a carbon. He was allowed to eat it. So really, if the animal had a mum, the kohen can end up saving. He doesn't have to bring it as a carbon, and it's much less complicated for him. So he was a shtickle incentivized for it to have a mum. So that reason, in order to determine whether a carbon bechar did have a mum, the kohen couldn't just pass him by himself. He was considered in the gay bedavar. That's why a lot of the sugis in Hilchas Eidus are mentioned in Masechtas Becharis. Hilchas Eidus is real chayshem mishpah. Simon lamed gimel lamed dal lamed hey. Some of the festas simonim in chayshem mishpah, bava kamav, bava metziah, bava basrus, sanhedrin, makas. Right, that's really where these sugis play out for the most part. But the sugis tucked away in Masechtas Becharis, and the reason is because that's where we discuss these halachas of how you determine a bechar having a mum. Now, in order to paskin a bechar, whether it has a mum or not, you have to have reshus. You had to be granted reshus from the Nasi. And if you didn't have reshus from the Nasi, you couldn't do it. So the question that the Meiram were discussing was, what would be if someone's a member of the Sanhedrin? Does he have to have reshus from the Nasi or not? You would say, he's a member of the Sanhedrin. He has all the credentials in the world. Why would he have to have reshus to be Mater Mumin? Or maybe not. Maybe he does have to. So Gemara says, my kami boyle, what was the shailo? So he said like this, hachi kami boyle, ki hado amirav idi barav, and dovazay nicho lam nabeid and siya kneilis gadabai. Is the reason we go over to the Nasi and ask him because it's a covet thing for the Nasi. We want the Nasi to have the opportunity to get covet. So if that's the case, orach lito reshus. It doesn't matter if he's a member of the Sanhedrin. He still has to have reshus. Or perhaps, being that he's a zakim v'yoshu v'yeshiva, ain't tzarech, so maybe he doesn't have to. Meaning, on the one hand, he has all the credentials in the world. But then again, being that maybe the idea is to give covet to the Nasi, so maybe not. Omer Rav Tzadik. So the Gemara says, Rav Tzadik got up, ben chaluka ragav, omer, and he said, Aniro isias Rav Yosef ben Zimra. I saw Rav Yosef ben Zimra. She zakim v'yoshu v'yeshiva haye. He was a zakim v'yoshu v'yeshiva. V'amid b'maylo miskeno shal zeh. And he was by the Zayda of this person, meaning he went and asked Rishus from the Nasi, the Zayda of the current Nasi, the Natal Rishus, Natal B'chayres. So you see that even though he was a Zakim Yeshiv Yeshiva, he was a member of the Sanhedrin, still he asked Rishus. Amalei Rab Abbas, Rab Abba told him, Loi Kachay Yemais, that wasn't what happened. Al Kachay Yemais, Reizim and Zimran Koyin, Reizim and Zimran himself was a Koyin. V'achim Kami Boyle, Alach Gramed, Amar Chash, B'davalei Don, V'alemi Idoi. He wanted to know if he himself would be able to be Paskin for somebody else. Why not? Because he's a kohen. And the kohanim were chashudim. They were actually chashud. They used to make mumim sometimes in these animals, like we said, because they were incentivized for the animal to have a mum. And the shaila was, do we pass like Rav Meir, who holds if someone's a chashud on something, he's puzzled from saying eidos or puzzled from paskining on this thing. Maybe the halacha is Rav Shimon Gamliel, that a person that's a chashan on something could say eidos for somebody else. It's just for ene neman al shal atzmi. It's just not belief for himself. And he was told halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel. The halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Bottom line is, we just digressed a little bit. The Gemara just told this whole story about a bechar that has a mum and how you establish if it has a mum. And if someone's a zakim v'yoshu b'yeshiva, does he have to ask for shus? Does he have to ask? Not have to ask for shus. Two versions of this whole story over here. But obviously, this has nothing to do with our sugya. So why are we talking about this right now? We're discussing Hilchas Yom Kippurim, because the Gemara says, Vesu kami bayolehu. They then asked him another question. Ma'u lotzis besandol shel sham b'yom kippurim. Is a person allowed to walk outside on Yom Kippur wearing a sandal shel sham? A sandal that's made up of certain grass.
So the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmeni al Raglov. So Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmeni was there, he got up on his feet. V'amr, he said, Ani ro'isiyas Rabbi Shua ben Levi. A lot of Meiser Ravs in today's daf. He said, Aisur Rabbi Shua ben Levi, she'yotza besandal shosham b'yem Kippur. He went outside in Yom Kippur, and he was wearing sandals that were made of sham. And I asked him, a Taina Sibur, what about on a Taina Sibur? Are you allowed to wear such sandals on a Taina Sibur? Now, we're not talking about a Taina Sibur as in Shavasa B'Tamuz or as in Tisha B'Av or as such a Taina Sibur, because that's Pashit. If you could do it on Yom Kippur, you'd be able to do it on a Taina Sibur. Rashi says, we mean a Taina Sibur, Hanigzer like Shavim. We're talking about the Taina Sibur that the Gemara talks about, and the Mishnayis talk about in Masechtas Tainus, where it didn't rain for a long time, and there's a real ace, Sara Hiliyakov. So, those Taina and Nesim could be more Chamer sometimes, even than Yom Kippur. And that's when he wanted to know, what about on a Taina Sibur? He says, you can wear this sandal Shal Shaman Yom Kippur, and you can wear it on a Taina Sibur as well. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana said, regarding the Shiloh, Aniro Isias Rabbi Lazar de Ninveh. I saw Rabbi Lazar that came from Ninveh. She yatsa the sandal shosham. He was wearing a sandal shosham, but Taina Sibur, and it was on Taina Sibur. Midalei, I told him Yom Kippur and I. What about in Yom Kippur? Amalei, he told him Leishna. It makes no difference. Zokti Gemara, meaning either way, it's going to be mutter. Rav Yehuda Nafak b'dehitni. Rav Yehuda wore a shoes that was made of hitni. Hitni, Rashi says, is a type of sham. Abaye Nafak b'dehutzi. Abaye went outside wearing hutzi. Rashi says hutzi is so kapis tamarim. It was made of lulavim. Rava nafek bedivli, made of different grasses. Rabbi Barafuna karach sudra akari benafek. He would put a shmata on his foot, and that's the way he would walk out. What's the point in this Gemara? Point in this Gemara is that even though you're not allowed to wear shoes on Yom Kippur, that's one of the chamish ninuyim, but it's only leather shoes that you're not allowed to wear. But if you wear a shoe that's made out of grass, it's made out of reed, it's made out of something else, you're allowed to. Hence, the minhag that people do wear shoes on Yom Kippur. You just don't wear shoes that are made out of what shoes are usually made out of, which is leather. So when Chazal were geyser in the Ilas HaSandal, they were only geyser on leather. What's the makar? It's a Gemara, Masechtas Yuma, Daf Ayin Ches. It's the Gemara that we just learned right now. But the Gemara asks Akash again. So essentially, what did we just say? You're allowed to wear shoes on Yom Kippur. You're even allowed to wear shoes on a tiny Sibur when things are getting very, very intense. You just can't wear shoes made of things that people usually make shoes out of, which is leather. But other than that, you're allowed to wear shoes. So sham, which was something that people sometimes made shoes out of, that's something you would be allowed to. So the Gemara, Masav Rami Barcham. Rami Barcham asked the Kasha, Hakiteya. So Hakiteya is an amputee. He's someone that doesn't have a leg. So Yoytzi B'Kavshalai. So he's allowed to walk outside wearing his prosthetic. Divi Rameir, Azoy Halk Rameir. Rabbi Yoytzi says it's not okay. So we're talking about an amputee who has some wooden leg that he uses to be able to walk around. The shaila is he allowed to wear this leg on Shabbos or not? Now, this is a Hilchas Shabbos shaila. It's not a Hilchas Yom Kippurim shaila. It's a Hilchas Shabbos shaila. Is he allowed to wear it or not? The tzad, he could. It's like wearing shoes. You're allowed to wear shoes. The tzad, he's not. It's not a natural shoe. And maybe it's considered carrying. So does he violate the 39th malach of Haitzah by wearing this shoe or this foot or not? So it was machloikis Rameir and Rabbi Yosi. Rameir said Hakiteya Yoytze v'kavshaloi. Oh, amputees allowed to wear this. Rabbi Yosi said he's not allowed. So Gemara b'tani Allah, we learned on a brayse v'shavin shasalosis be'bi Yom Kippur. Everybody agrees that on Yom Kippur you're not allowed to wear it. Meaning it's a machloikis whether you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos, but on Yom Kippur for sure you're not allowed to wear it. Now the Gemara is assuming in the kasha like this again. Masav Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asked the kasha. His kasha is primarily from Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi oisa. Rabbi Yosi said that a person is not allowed to wear a prosthetic on Shabbos. So if someone's an amputee and he has his prosthetic, he's not allowed to wear it on Shabbos. Zoysei Meres, it's not a shoe. Because you're allowed to wear shoes on Shabbos. Must be it's not a shoe. And even though it's not a shoe, you can't wear it on Yom Kippur. So what's the pshat? Must be on Yom Kippur, it's not just shoes that are also. You can't put anything on your foot. If you can't put anything on your foot, why are you allowed to wear a sandal that's made of grass? Why are you allowed to make a sandal that's made out of a lulav? If the Isser Nilas HaSandal is a shoe, I hear. But you see clearly it's not only a shoe. Because Rabbi Yosi holds an amputee is not allowed to wear Kavshalah. He's not allowed to wear his prosthetic on Shabbos. Yet, he's also not allowed to wear it on Yom Kippur. If he's not allowed to wear it on Shabbos, it means it's not a shoe. If it's not a shoe, why can't you wear it on Yom Kippur? Must be you can't wear anything on your foot on Yom Kippur. That was Rami Bar Chama's kasha. Amar Abayas. Abaye answered. He said, Hasam de Isbe Kesisim Umishum Tainek. Really, it's not a shoe, but it's talking about where the kav had cushions inside of it, which made it comfortable. And because of that, if a person's going to wear it on Yom Kippur, he's going to have tainig. It's going to give him pleasure, and that's why you're not allowed to wear it. As if to say, if it's a comfortable slipper, that in and of itself would be a problem. Meaning, being that he put kesisin inside of it,
and he's going to get tainik. That's the issue. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rava. Rava asks three kashas. He said, number one, V'ilav mana hu ksisa mashvile mana. Cushions don't make it a shul. Shda zazach. Va'oid, kol tainik delav minalub yom kippur miyasa. You're not allowed to have tainik on yom kippur? This is chamish inuyim. Chazal had a messiah of what those five inuyim were. You're allowed to have tainik on yom kippur. Who said you're not allowed to have pleasure on yom kippur? Not just that, for Rabbi Barafuna, have a koruch sudra kariv and ofik. Rabbi Barafuna, we said, forget about shoes. He would tie a sudra around his foot and we'd walk outside. So you see, clearly, there's no issa to have tainig. This there is to wear a shoe. So for oid, and not just that, a fourth kasha, midik tani seifim yeshle beis kibul kisisim tami b'chal d'resha labad this like kisisim askin. If you look in that Mishnah, Masech Shabbos, the seif of the Mishnah makes an akimta. What would be if the prosthetic had cushions inside of it? So it's clearly implied that the resha the Mishnah is talking about there were no cushions. So number one, cushions shouldn't make a difference. Number two, since when are you not allowed to have tainig? Number three, I'll prove to you you're allowed to have tainig from Rabbi Barafuna, who used to put a shmata around his foot. And besides, I know from the Mishnah Mineo Be'am Masech Shabbos that it's talking about where there were really no kasis. And Elam HaRava, Rava said, La'ovam t'kuli alma minolu. So going back to Rabbi Barachama's kasha. And what was Rabbi Barachama's kasha? Rabbi Yossi said an amputee is not allowed to wear his prosthetic on Shabbos. Yet, you're also not allowed to wear a Yom Kippur. If you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos, must be it's not a shoe. If it's not a shoe, why can't you wear a Yom Kippur? I thought only shoes are aser. I thought only leather shoes are aser. Or must be, because you're not allowed to put anything on your foot on Shabbos. It's a kasha from Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara said, Elam HaRava. Rava said, La'olam t'kuli yam v'minuhu. Really, Rabbi Yossi holds it as a shoe. Meaning, the reason Rabbi Yossi says the amputee is not allowed to wear kav shaloi on Yom Kippur is because it's a shoe. And you're not allowed to wear a shoe. If it's a shoe, you should be able to wear it on Shabbos. U'b'Shabbos, ba'pligi, mar sofa gazrina, doma mishtamet, fa'asik lasuya dalaramis, u'mar sofa loy gazrina. It's again, gzeir Hashem yavi reno dalaramis b'shos harabim. Rabbi Yossi was concerned that the amputee's prosthetic may very easily slip off, and as a result, he's going to come to carry it. And he's not allowed to carry the Ramas Peshus HaRabim. So the reason Rabbi Yossi holds you're not allowed to wear it is not because wearing it is carrying. Wearing it is not carrying. Because Ramei and Rabbi Yossi both hold it's a shoe. And if it's a shoe, based on that, it shouldn't be a problem. The problem is, Rabbi Yossi has a bezundere issue. It's Xeru de Rabbanon. Shemi Avirenu, Dal Ramas Peshus HaRabim. One bon Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon. Abraisit. Tinoikis Mutanu Bekulon. Children are allowed to do all the inuyim, chutz min ilas asandal. So a child's allowed to eat and drink and rechitza, sicha. The only thing a child's not allowed to do is ni'ilas asandal. Child can't wear shoes. Even children don't wear shoes on Yom Kippur. And it's a halacha. Tinoikos, children mutarim bekulon, chutz min ilas asandal. Now to be clear, we're talking about children that are not even of the age of chinuch. Because once you're at the age of chinuch, then there's chinuch implications. We'll see that in the coming dafin. But we're talking about really young children. So even if there's no chinuch, but they're mutter and everything with the exception of nilas ha-sandal. Why is nilas ha-sandal different? Da amri, inchi avdule, probably, because it's a marasayan issue. It's going to look like maybe the child's father or mother put the shoe on the child. Child usually can't put shoes on by himself. So who put the shoe on? One of the parents. Marasayan. Looks like the parent did an asa. Isra. Now you're going to ask, Rashi asks, what's the marasayan? You're not allowed to wear shoes. I'm not allowed to put shoes on a child. It's like Rashi, yeah. Because there's a halacha that even though katon oichel neveilois ain't bezem mitzvah nafrish, if a child's doing an avera, you don't have to stop the child from doing the avera. But there's also an isra of lois achilon. Lahazir gedoyle malaktanim. A father is not allowed to force an avera on a child. No one's allowed to force an avera on a child. So it looks a little bit like someone put the shoe on the child. That's no different than being Michael a child nevela. So based on that, it should be a problem. So the Gemara says, maybe it's because of the marasayin, right? Makes sense. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, then hanachnami. Amri inchi avdulei rechitza v'sicha. If the child's going to come out nice, bathed, looking like just got smeared with oil, so you're going to have the same marasayin. So manavshach, nilos asandal, the child has no iser. This is not even chinuch. Elamai, loisachilum, marisayin, it looks like you put it on the child. Then rechitza and sicha should be the same thing. So the Gemara says, no. Rechitza v'sicha me'esmal avdile. There, you will assume if the child smells good, maybe it happened yesterday. Sandal also, maybe the parent put the shoes on Erev Yom Kippur. So the Gemara, sandal, efshal dem esmal avdile. It's not mistaber, that's what happened. Amish Shmuel said, hay man de boy lemitam time of the misusa. If somebody wants to have a taste of what death is like, so what should he do? L'sayim misani v'ligne. He should put on shoes and he should sleep in shoes. Shmuel was a doctor. So Shmuel, the doctor, said it's not good to sleep in shoes. And he said, not just that, if a person wants to taste a little bit what death is like, he should go to sleep in shoes. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that the reason it's aser for a child to wear shoes is because of Marasai. Meaning, lo'olam it's aser to bathe a child, to do sincha on a child, and to put shoes on a child. Why? Because of lo'isachilun. But even if you didn't bathe the child, you didn't do sicha, you didn't put the shoes on the child, it still would be aser for the child to walk outside wearing the shoes. Why? Because of marasayim. Sicha and rechitza, it's not a problem because there is no marasayim. What's the difference? Because nobody goes to sleep with shoes, so for sure it happened today. As opposed to rechitza and sicha, that's something that maybe the kid took the bath the day before, and as a result, it's not going to be nicker that anybody did anything wrong. But the Gemara says it's not mashma that way, because v'hamutarim lekatchilo ktane. The lashon of the brayso was tignoikos mutarim bekulan. Mutarim doesn't mean you could do an erev. Mutarim means it's mutter. There's no isner. So it sounds like when the issa was said initially, it was never said regarding this halacha. So the Gemara says you're right. Elahanach, you have to say that there's a fundamental difference with regards to wearing shoes and with regards to bathing and spin. Hanach, the lav revisayu gazvu rabbanon. Wearing shoes, that has nothing to do with the development and the maturation of the child. The rabbanon will gaze it. They said it applies to children as well. Hanach, the revisayu hu la gazvu rabbanon. As opposed to these things which impact the development of the child, the rabbanon will never gaze it. What does that have to do with anything? The Amr Abaya said, Amr Liyem, my mother told me. Now, whenever Abaya said Amr Liyem, he didn't mean his mother. Abaya never saw his mother. Abaya is Rosh HaTevis, Asher Becha Yerucham Yasin. Abaya was a Yasin, he never saw any of his parents. But the woman that raised Abaya said, Revise Diyanuka Mai Chamim Yomishcha, that it's very good for the development of a young child to give the child hot water and oil. God Alpurta, once a child grows a little bit, Be'asa Bechuski, you should give the child an egg and dip it in kutach. Kutach was a very popular dairy food that was eaten in the times of Chazal. Godal purta, when the child grows a little bit more, tabure mani, you should give the child kalim for the child to break. It's good for the child to let out a little bit of steam, and it's good for the development of the child. Ki hada rabu, savanu mani, gizizi, the pachul of day. Rabu used to buy earthenware kalim for his child. The metavre, they used to tell him, go ahead and break it. The bottom line is that being that bathing is very good for the child, so it's good for the child. So it's for that reason we allow the child to bathe, as opposed to these other things which are not good for the child. So it's for that reason there's going to be an issa ne'ilas hasan.